Hello and welcome to another episode of Block Talk. I'm your host as always, Michael Block. If you love the podcast, make sure you subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode, and leave a 5-star review while you're there. And as always, follow me on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok at Michael Block Talk, and on Twitter /X at Block Talk NYC for all the latest news, reviews, and interviews. The inventor of the Q-skirt is still inventing chaos. After picking up the pieces of a messy tribal, the players attempted to reconvene and get their games back on track, but the looming idols made things complicated. It's time to talk all things Survivor 46, Gullah Gullah Gecko. And joining me is someone who could never hold on to an idol. It's the other Survivor MacGyver, Scout Sonner. How are you?
What? Attacked right out the gates. Goodness gracious. Dude, I was fine before that.
To it.
I thought you were saying like, wait, I wouldn't hold on to it. I thought you said I wouldn't get it.
No, you wouldn't hold on to it. You'd use it when you knew you were in danger. No.
I wouldn't. Oh, I would not go home. Oh, I see what you're saying. All right. We're on the same page now.
Yeah.
All right, take two. Hi, Michael. I'm doing great.
Okay, friends, we do have to talk about some sad news. If you have not heard, Sonia Christopher has passed away. For those who are super duper Survivor fans like I am, she was our very, very first ever castaway voted off of Survivor on Survivor Borneo. She was 87 years old, and she was queer representation.
Yeah.
So
I have a big
loss, but you know what?
Survivor 1 since it aired when I was a child, but. Rest in peace.
Good times. Yeah. All right. Let's talk about Survivor 46. Scout, what are your initial thoughts on the season so far? Are we enjoying it?
I mean, I think I've enjoyed the last couple episodes quite a bit. It's been the chaos has been kind of fun, but I think there's only so much I can enjoy when I can't really figure out what's going on because there's 43 advantages and 17 idols and people
which is
who kind don't of
crazy
votes,
because there's and... not this season. There's not as just, many idol advantages.
But I appreciate now that it's more the chaos is more just the contestants themselves playing.
Right.
As opposed to production stepping in and being like, let's do.
And I think that's kind of what I hope they're learning is when you let the contestants drive the game, it's more exciting.
Yeah, it's like you can trust the people that you've cast to play the game.
For me, I'm just still not okay with how Mergatory and then the split tribal went. I still am very feeling like there are mechanics that just do not work, and those are big ones. And let's be honest, had those two not been played the way they were, we would have a very different group right now. But it is what it is. Let's get into it. Let's go. Time for the post-tribal scramble. No one was expecting Q to blow everything up. With words like wild and stupid, no one was clued in on Q's messy blind side. Now everyone finds tribal bizarre, and what's more bizarre is Q was sitting off on his own, not trying to explain a fucking thing. Kenzie tells us the plan was to get rid of Tevin, and they were not going to let Q mess it up. And it seems like they would rather have him quit after the fact. Do you think that was in his mind at all?
I honestly can't tell what was in his mind. It's just, he was just all
over. He's a very unreliable narrator because you don't know when he's actually being honest.
Yeah, you can't. There's no insight into like what's actually happening.
He's very much the kind of person who is willing to alter reality and facts.
Yeah. Which is like, I kind of understand that. I understand that to a point in Survivor where like you're obviously playing games and like you have to do that. But eventually, when you're sitting at tribal doing all this, who the hell's supposed to trust anything you say?
Maria believes that this put a massive target on Q. Do you believe that to be true, or is he just a goat? You know, the thing that he didn't want anyone in the game to be.
I know, that was literally what I was saying, was I was just like, he just kind of turned himself into a goat, because like, just of course I'm gonna bring him along at that point. Like, what's he gonna do at the end? Explain it away? No, I'm gonna be like, look at this idiot.
Well, unfortunately, let's hear from Q. Was this a big elaborate plan? Not a fucking chance in hell. He tried to flip all the votes at the last second because he felt guilty for screwing up everyone's game. He says he felt guilty for this moment and in his everyday life. When he makes a mistake, he owns it. He wanted to take the heat and fall on his sword, but they did not do what he wanted once again.
Yeah.
So what do you make of Q's admission? Should someone like him be out there playing Survivor?
I mean, yeah. I wish that it was someone who was not going to like take such a literal interpretation of like the events and be like, oh, now I have to like, you know, this is who I am. I'm gonna like fall on the sword. Especially if you're not gonna do it successfully.
Right. Time for
That's, yeah.
Tiffany to have a word. She wants to know why he blabbed about her idol, and he claims that he told them because of the six. Baby, that ain't a fucking thing. And because of you, Mr. Q, it has never been a thing.
Yeah, the six is very hilarious because it's been talked about
It's
so
never been acted
much,
upon.
and it's never, nothing has come of it. Nothing.
Q continues to say that the rules of the six was if you bring up a name in the six, you vote them out, which two people have done. Can we assume that this rule was just in Q's mind and that's about it?
Apparently, yeah, that's what I would say.
Tiffany is pissed that everyone knows she has an idol. She tells Q that it was Charlie who told her about the idol. She doesn't think that he ever was her number one ally. He will try to gaslight her and say that he has done nothing but try to put plans together to get them to the final six. Bullshit, man. Shut up, bro. That's not even close to being
He
true.
may have thought of these things, but he never once shared them out loud.
Tiffany believes that she now has to play her idol because the longer she holds on to it, bigger her target becomes. So we're going to see how that works out soon. More on it. Tiffany tells Q that she is target number one because he sunk her game. But Q has no remorse. All he cares about is getting back in charge. Now, with this fight on the beach, Venus and the one and only Liz Wilcox are discussing what is happening. Venus thinks that there is something bigger going on, that he was willing to give up his entire game. No matter what, she still thinks he is an idiot. Now, for Liz, she is upset because she tried to get Tevin out, but now her move is overshadowed by Q, the agent of chaos. She is pissed that she made a move so she wouldn't get lost in the game, and now she is back to being wallpaper. Let's talk about Liz Wilcox a little bit. It's really hard to understand her place in the game because the edit has been very inconsistent with her.
Yeah.
She's been wallpaper all season long. All of a sudden, she's in the fray of things
In
and
the
saying
middle.
things that I was like, we've never heard you talk about Soda before. When did you hate her? Well, I
All of
didn't
a sudden,
know.
yeah.
She's like making these moves, but they're not giving her credit for it. Is this just a sign that without support in the edit for her, she's not winning?
That's what I would guess. Like, nothing I've seen in any of the moves that even kind of involve her or have been like involved discussions with her, like none of this has been edited to show her as a winner. But I don't know, maybe there's more coming later and they're just trying to like show everyone else right now, but I don't. It
Because
is
on
very
paper, she's a
interesting.
goat.
Yeah.
Liz is a goat, but that's not what she is telling us.
Yeah. Which, hey, maybe if I realized I was a goat in the game, I'd also delude myself into literally thinking anything else.
Fair enough. Ben thinks Q is the biggest idiot in the game, telling Kenzie on their little midnight stroll. Hunter and Charlie are now thinking it would be best to vote out Q. They do not think he should have done it in the first place. Liz had her thunder stolen, and she will not get lost in the game, as that's not what she wants to show her friends, her family, or her daughter. Yes, the one and only Liz Wilcox has an offspring. Crazy, right?
Oh, Mommy Liz.
Time to gun for Q. It is day 17, and they are still thinking and talking about how stupid Q is. Ben thinks that they take out Q now, there is no weight to the resume because he blew up his own game, which is correct. But why would you want to keep someone around who was willing to blow shit up again?
I kind of understand like the two sides of it, right? It's like, you don't want to get rid of him because what's he going to do at the end? He's just going to be like, everyone who is voting saw exactly how he acted, right? It's like, it doesn't really matter. But then on the other side, if you genuinely want to have a plan to get to the end, you probably can't include this person who keeps having these moments at Tribal where he like suddenly falls back on like every moral he's ever had. And it's like, I have to go
but
home.
But not even
it's
at all... Tribal, he is willing to tell everyone anything.
Well, yeah. And then, right, it's like, there's just so much chaos involved in his game that it's like, sure, he is easy to take to the end, but it's like, they're much easier for the bullet to hit you instead of him.
Right. He's willing to blow up your game just for another week.
Just to get one more night of sleep in.
Ben thinks that Q was a coward and didn't want to reap the consequences, so he asked to be voted out so he could have a moral high ground. Tell us how you really feel, Ben. Ben calls it a poser move, and Tiffany says that he will not get her vote, if he makes it to the end. Again, does that give everyone cause to drag him to the end?
I think, again, it does. It just makes you think about both sides of it.
Venus loves the mess and the chaos. She got Tevin's ass out, and she thinks that no one will trust Q. But she goes on to say that Hunter is now the village idiot for being on the wrong side of the vote. Venus just does not like anyone who has never liked her. She is very, very unforgiving.
Mm-hmm. Me. I feel Venus, that. Oh.
Venus will now taunt Hunter.
I identify with Venus.
She's going to call him Mr. Strategy and says that he tried to pull off a move, but he says no. He knew it was a sinking ship, and he voted for her because she is always mad. She thinks that's rude. He calls it true. But Venus is now going to get pouty, saying she had been trying to work with him since the beginning, and Hunter will call her unlikable. We're finally seeing Hunter pushed against the wall, and a new side of him is coming out.
Yeah.
He's vicious.
I was like, oh, wow. You feel some sort of way.
Now, Venus thinks they are dumb meatheads who are exposed as rats who are trying to get power. She thinks they will be screwed and she will return the favor. Karma is a bitch or a beach because they're sitting on one.
Karma's a bitch.
Hunter and Q discuss the six. Why? Because they have to hold on to something.
Oh my God.
Hunter tells Q that nothing they did worked out, and that he had to play his game. Hunter will say he's got to respect that. And when Q immediately pauses and hesitates to say yes, that should have been Hunter's side to bounce.
Right? Like, bro.
Hunter says the three people he trusted are now done in his book. He no longer wants to work with Q or Liz as they broke his trust. He knows he's a target as a challenge threat. But at the moment, no one knows he has an idol in his pocket. At the moment is the key word here.
Every moment's different.
Liz arrives with tree mail. Three teams of three. You decides who. Another joins the jury tonight. Just make sure it's not you. Can I just say, I want that job. I would like to be hired
poems.
To make a poem. Sit out in Fiji and write a poem that may or may not make it to air.
They're going to make you do that remote.
No. Put me on the beach. Let me sit there.
You're like, I need to see the action. I need to really
Before we get into how they decide to pick the three, how would you do it?
I don't know that I would steer this conversation, mostly because I don't know that I would have it in me to be like, oh, I want this person. But I don't really.
Out of nowhere, Tiffany says that she, Kenzie, and Ben will rock out. They immediately do not want Q. Hunter will ask to work with Charlie and Maria as they have not worked together, leaving Q with Liz and Venus. Sucks to suck, man.
Well, I was
what
like,
what do you think about how these teams were divvied up?
It was interesting. I mean, you can read a lot into it if you're one of the bitches that it didn't actually pick another one of your friends.
Which trio of trios would you want to be with? Not knowing what the challenge is.
Probably honestly, I would probably want to be in with Q just because I'm like, odds are it's probably physical. And he needs
Venus?
Someone. He's reaching around for a lifeline. Maybe I could be that person.
Venus doesn't like being on the underdog team, even though she likes being an underdog. Scout, can
She's like,
you
I want to be an
remind
underdog.
Me
I just don't want people to think I am.
Can you remind me about a moment ago when I said what the rules of the six were when Q tells us what the rules of the six are? What are the rules of the six?
There are no rules.
No, you don't go after
Oh,
another
you don't
member
go
of the
after
six,
the
right?
six. Oh,
Right?
yeah.
Yeah.
Even though.
Well, Venus and Q will chat, and now the man who has claimed you don't go after the six will share that this is their shot to get out Hunter. Can someone explain to me this man's mind? He is the biggest fucking hypocrite, and it's infuriating to know that Jeff Probst forgives this man because he's entertainment. He is an enigma. He is a douchebag. Could you ever play with a person like Q? Because I could not.
I mean, I don't think I could do it for long term. Like, I think I would have gotten through these two episodes and been like, yeah, I can't afford, I don't have, there's a lot of variables in this game. I do not need him to be one.
The part that kills me is I know this person. He can watch this back and will never understand how hypocritical he is. I can't work with someone like that. And the fact that he's getting these passes from these people, it's just insane to me.
Yeah.
So when Q says that it was a mistake to offer himself up, but then it was their mistake for not taking him up on his offer, what a fucking asshole.
Yeah, he's just surviving.
And then says that he can play the game he wants to play now.
Sure. Why not?
He's that kind of person who is like, it didn't work before, but I'm not going to take the blame because
yeah,
now I
nothing
can do
matters
it.
At this point.
So Q tells Maria and Charlie that he does not believe that Hunter can win the game by only winning challenges, but if he does get to the end, he will get the votes. So he alludes that they control it today. He is essentially asking them to throw the challenge to get out Hunter. In what universe did he think these people would agree to risk their own safety for this?
In Q's universe. In his own little world that he's created in his head.
Now, let's talk about it from Charlie and Maria's perspective. Do you think Q was being too aggressive, or was this in some way, shape, or form a good plan?
I mean, I think it had the potential to be a good plan, but it's just there's not any sort of like trust or actual like you can't act on.
If it came from someone other than Q,
yeah.
Is it a better plan?
Yes. If it comes from anyone other than the person who just threw a literal nuclear bomb into the middle of a tribal, yeah.
Now, Jungle Charlie, who is very hot, I'm gonna say it. You know me, I don't really care for twinks with scruff, but damn, this boy's doing it.
It's the Swiftie that's getting you, isn't it?
No, not at all. Well, he says throwing a challenge doesn't jive with him. It's yuck to him. But what's also yuck is hilarious, because Chu is trying to go in for a handshake with Charlie, and then Charlie offers his elbow because that twink was not going to let that man have one on him. He was not going to shake on that fucking anything.
He said, nope.
He said, I will not shake it off.
Mm-mm, no. No, no.
How do you think Charlie feels about TDPD?
His tweet seemed that he seemed to indicate he liked it.
Okay. How do you feel about it?
I'm not putting my opinions about that album out for the public to consume.
I have not listened to it yet, but I have made some friendship bracelets to sell. So if you would like any TTPD friendship bracelets, let me know. We'll sell them to you. Now, Charlie will not do what Q wants after what he pulled at Tribal. He thinks he's a wild card and does not trust him. Maria, not here for the plan either. She does remind us, though, that in the world according to Q, they were supposed to be working with him. They will not be throwing something to make Hunter lose. They both seem to want Q out of the game at this moment. Maria likes Hunter as a person, but she does not think Q will be awarded a prize for his antics. She thinks there are bigger fish to fry.
Yeah.
She doesn't think she can work with Tiffany as they don't talk and she has an idol. She thinks she's dangerous and calls her the biggest threat. So she is ready to blindside Tiffany. Now, let's take it back a week. Obviously, Maria is feeling this way because of information she learned from Q. Obviously, if your name is thrown out there, it's going to sit with you. But if it came from Q, can you actually trust it?
Is it right? Like, do you take a Q statement into genuine, like, factor in your game? Or do you just be like, well, maybe it was true, but I'm going to act like it wasn't?
If I were Maria and you want Tiffany out, you go to Tiffany and be like, so let's just bury the hatchet. Let's talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you blindside her, but you got to find out the facts first, because again, it came from Q.
Yeah. I don't,
what am I missing? What am I missing here?
Maybe there was a longer conversation with Q that we're just not privy to.
There's something about Maria that I am not loving, because she is still blindly listening to Q.
Yeah. I think Maria's a character that, like, at face value, I can really easily root for. But there is something about her game that I'm just kind of like, what exactly are you getting at? Like, what's your plan? Maybe she doesn't have one. Maybe she's just hungry.
Maybe. All right, it's challenge time, and the kids arrive, and Jeff says they're looking pretty good. Immunity is up for grabs. Now, Jeff is about to learn how they pick the groups, and Tiffany says it was super random. Not true, but let's go with that. Let's go with super random.
I love a lie.
Venus will say she was the last to walk into the group, so she was stuck. Now, Jeff is stunned about how this happened. Charlie says that the last tribal was totally unpredictable, and people are afraid to show their cards of picking who they want, and that is why they should have done a random draw.
Be mad.
Tiffany says it's not fear, it's people trying to get away from chaotic energy. And Charlie's like, I agree. Yes, they are talking about UQ.
Yeah, 100%.
Q will say that old Yanu was trying to avoid him, and she's like, nope, it was everybody. He just can't take the blame. He just can't take a hint.
Yeah, he's very oblivious.
Now Jeff will see the trios, and Jeff will make a bold prediction that Team Chaos will lose. Do you think that's right for Jeff to reveal his feelings like that?
No, not at all. He does not give a shit anymore. He said, I'm here. I'm a player too, and I can't get kicked out.
I mean, isn't that kind of his way of, like, inserting a game plan into the mix?
Well, 100%. It's like, if I'm a player, I'm taking everything that everyone says into a combination. And I'm like, you've heard people talk about it all the time, right? Like, Survivor contestants will be like, oh yeah, like, this one person all of a sudden started getting taken to the other side of the island a bunch more. So I'm like, they're probably having lots of conversations with people. So it's right. Like, yeah, if Jeff says anything, I'm going to be sitting there going, interesting. Noted.
Here's how the challenge will go. In stage one, one at a time, they will cross a hinged balance beam and grab a pair of handles. They will use the handles to carry a buoy to cross a second balance beam. Once they're all across, they will dig up three rope runs. First two groups have finished, will move on. Hey, Scout, how would you do in this part of the challenge?
I would try.
You would try. Are you good at balancing?
I want to say yes, but not really.
Listen, bitch, I've seen you in heels.
Yeah, big chunky heels, not the little tiny ones. That doesn't look good enough.
Scout is kind of like Bambi.
A little bit.
But for stage two, they will use... Yeah, they will use the rope rungs to build a rope bridge. Once everyone has built their bridge, they will each have to land a ball on a small ring. First tribe to finish moves on. Hey, Scout, how would you do in this part of the challenge?
I'd be better than the balance.
Fair enough. For Stage 3, the winning group is competing for individual immunity. They will balance with their feet on a narrow perch, with their hands behind their head, holding onto a handle. Hands off, feet off, they are out. Last person wins immunity. Hey, Scout, how would you do in this part of the challenge?
I don't know that I would win it. I don't know that I would win it.
Why? What would be your struggle here?
My struggle, I think, would just be the fact that it's at the end of everything else and everything's enough, going on. And I just, yeah.
Well, the challenge is on. You'll try, of course. Maria, Venus, and Kenzie are first out on the course. It will be the struggle bus for Kenzie. She cannot hold on to that buoy. Why was she not putting the sticks in the holes? Listen, I know what I just said. We all know how it works. You put the fucking stick in the hole for every situation in life. Why does she not grasp that concept?
You know, maybe again, every time someone does something stupid on Survivor, I'm like, oh, they're just hungry.
Yeah, okay. Charlie goes, Liz goes, and Kenzie is still putting the rockers in last place. Hunter is on the track. They're in the lead and will get to the digging first. Ben is on the beam. He can't even walk on it. Purple will move on, meaning no throwing challenge for Marie and Charlie. Ben will succeed as Q is out for the last group. Orange gets to the digging portion, will beat Green before Tiffany even gets to the buoy. Jeff's prediction is wrong. And then he's going to be like, I'm going to eat my words, blah, blah. This is why you don't say shit like that, Jeffrey, because yeah. Now we're going to say, what was your bias here, boo?
Just zip him, Jeff. Just do your little entertaining bit. You don't need to be a seer.
We got round two starting. For the most part, it's an even match, but Hunter is flying through. Liz will drop a rope, but she will actually be able to pick it up, even in her 5 foot stature. Good for her.
Right.
Hunter will get to the end and ask if he can help. He is told that he has to go all the way back and circle back. He will decide to help Charlie. The twink needed help? Why?
I don't know.
Venus will get across. Liz will get across. Charlie is across. Maria is across. Q is across. Now it's all about balls. First to land a ball is Hunter for purple. Q will land for orange. Charlie nails it. One left for purple. Maria gets it. Orange is out. Final round. Hunter versus Charlie versus Maria. And Q must be furious.
Yeah, he's like, welp.
It's time for Endurance. Did you ever watch that show, Endurance? Do you remember that show?
Oh, boy, do I.
I wanted to be on that show so badly.
I loved Endurance. Can you watch it?
This challenge.
Watch somewhere.
This challenge was for the foot fetishists out there. Lord. The amount of foot shots the show gave and then lingered. They said, take your screenshots.
Yeah. WikiFeet got fed.
Between D last season, this season with this challenge. Yeah, Dan Schneider's like, I'm feeling seen.
Right.
I made a joke. I made a joke, friends. It's a joke. It's comedy. This is an entertainment podcast. We're here to make fun.
What?
Jeff says they can't show weakness. They're too close to one another. He says predator and prey. And Hunter's like, no, hunter and hunted. I see what he did there. How long do you think he's holding on to that one?
Oh, he's been waiting for the right day.
Everyone is in Zen mode. Hunter is feeling it in the front of his knees. Maria is feeling it everywhere. Charlie in his heels. And there's that glory shot right at the feet. Oof. Of poor Charlie. Poor Ken. Yeah. Poor Ken. Maria's out. It is another showdown. Charlie versus Hunter. Hunter won last time. Let's see how this rematch goes. Now, Charlie does a lot of looking over at Hunter. Did the twink really think he was going to be able to psych out Mountain Man?
You know, he was certainly going to try.
I feel like Charlie is one of those boys who just loves to antagonize. Because even last week with him, like, biting down on the big old pole, I just feel like he knows the camera's on him.
Yeah, he's a character.
Now, Jeff will try to get inside the minds of the boys. Charlie's looking stable. Hunter seems to be struggling, which kind of is a shock. Do you think he 3D printed this challenge?
Probably.
Well, in a major shock, Hunter will drop and Charlie will win individual immunity. Good job, Twink. Didn't see that one coming.
No, I genuinely saw Hunter winning this and I was like, oh, good for Charlie. Got his little redemption from last week.
He got it. The players are back. It is now time to scramble and Charlie will get his flowers. Do you think the T-Swizzles notice him yet?
No, she's too busy right now. Terrible time for him
Busy
to be on
doing
TV.
what?
She's always busy. Getting ready for a tour. She's got an album. She's everywhere.
Is she going to be singing the new songs on the tour? Is that part of the eras?
I think that's what they're reworking right now.
Oh, I see. I see. What's going to get cut then?
I don't know.
Or is it going to be an extra hour of a
but
show?
I'm sure someone in like Taylor's like orbit watches Survivor.
Probably.
And is like
I mean,
aware of
it's the
it and
biggest
is
show
like,
on TV ever.
yeah.
Venus thinks this is perfect with Hunter losing to Charlie. This now lets them vote out either Hunter, Q, or pull off a blindside. Venus loves having options, and I love that she thinks she's in control here.
Again, I would very much be Venus in this season situation, so I feel her.
Is it
I would
because you
also
have
think
similar
I was in
hair?
charge. Yeah, that the grudges, you know, it would. It's all just. I'm like, that's my girl right there.
Now, Kenzie will try to make small talk at camp by asking if anyone wants to volunteer to go home, and there are some giggles. Only she can make a comment like that without any repercussion.
Right. But
Q thinks the writing is on the wall. They don't respect or like what he did. He thinks if he's still there, it's a miracle. But he wants to say and cause more chaos. His words. Literally.
I'm sure
he wants
you
to cause
do,
more
Q.
chaos.
I'm sure you do.
Now, Tiffany tells Liz that she wants Captain Big Mouth Pants out. I thought his name was Captain Q Skirt.
You know, they're workshopping it.
What do you think about the Q Skirt? Are you going to buy one?
I'm probably not. Probably not. Wait for
I feel like you've used the Q skirt before. Like you've done that at some point in life.
Right.
Yeah. Do you think Tiffany targeting Q until he's gone is the best thing for her game?
I mean, it's probably best for her game to not have a bunch of other people's names in her mouth. So it's kind of a safe,
Mm-hmm.
like, let me listen to what everyone else is bringing up. And if there's a plan I can go along with, cool. But also, I mean, the girl has an idol. She's a little bit more to work with, so.
Q will attempt to make some chaos by telling Kenzie about the six, which included Tiffany, but not her. So this man is now trying to pin Kenzie up against her bestie, and it's not going to work. Kenzie reminds him that he didn't include her as well. She has no respect for him. He will try to tell her why she wasn't included, but she shuts him down and says she will not be working with him right now. She's mad. Here's what I gotta say, Kenzie. I wanted to hear his explanation.
Right.
You let us not hear it.
Like, you robbed us.
Literally, I wanted to know what this man was gonna fucking say. I'm so pissed. I was like, come on, tell us. What do you think it was? What do you think he was going to say for her protection?
Maybe he was gonna just improvise it and see how her face responded. He'd be like, yeah, that's a good one.
Kenzie knows Q is grasping at straws to get power back, and Kenzie tells Tiffany about their interaction. They don't want to work with him. She knows that with Q being a mess and Hunter being vulnerable, this could be a chance to distract with a blindside. But with who? Venus will chat with Ben and Kenzie that this is time for a blindside. Kenzie tells us that she wants to spice it up with a calculated risk. But again, I ask, who? Well, Kenzie has a plan. She's going to tell Maria and Charlie and Hunter. So Tiff's idol. Oh, shit. Did not see that one coming. She thinks that Tiffany is comfortable that they could pull off a blindside her. Even though they like each other and Tiffany was her number one the whole game, they are competitive. They respect each other, but she would like to go out swinging rather than eating popcorn on the sidelines. Speaking of, we'll get to that stunt from Jeff and his haunting later, but clearly this had a little bit to do with it, right?
Right.
Kenzie says, with the three of them and Ben, they have the numbers to swing a Tiffany blindside. Kenzie knows that this is a big move, and if it gets out, she's gone. But Hunter will correctly deduce that if it does get out, he is gone. What did you make of Kenzie willingly and boldly ready to flip on Tiffany? Do you think it's partially because Tiffany's name has already been out there?
Yeah. And also, I mean, I guess anyone who's like, if you can flush an idol, flush an idol.
Right. Maria says they got to talk about pretending it's Hunter. They're going to ask him to scramble. He's miserable, but he wants to make it a Tiffany blindside. Obviously, because in the words of Sandra Diaz-Klein, anybody but me.
Exactly.
He tells us that he may have to play his idol. He doesn't want to. He wants to keep it a secret. Hey, Hunter, that sounds like a brilliant plan. Keep it a secret.
Great plan, in theory.
Maria, Charlie, they're back in the middle. They have more power than anyone knows. Maria is okay with Tiffany, but she is not thrilled it would be Kenzie's plan. She knows she's here to play, but she wants Tiffany to be her move.
Yeah.
If that's the case, shouldn't Tiffany have pushed back and say it's not the right time?
Yeah.
Why didn't she do it?
I don't know. I think she just...
And this is why I don't think Maria's playing a great game anymore.
Yeah. I don't know.
She's big talk, not big play. Charlie wants to go talk to Tiffany to keep her comfortable. They will go on a walk and talk, and she will tell him that she will run down Hunter's name as he is a physical threat. But she is ready to burn the idol out of her pocket. Hey, guess what, Kenzie? There goes your plan. Tiffany does not want to be blindsided. She knows she's a threat. The idol's a threat. She is willing to play it as she doesn't trust the people on the beach. Now, when Tiffany straight up asks the twink if Maria will try to flush her idol, the panic in that kid was in full force. He did not know how to respond.
Nope. He was like,
Tiffany says the only reason why she wouldn't play it is if she plays it, it goes back in the game, and she does not want Hunter or Q to get it.
Yeah.
Do you mind if we talk about idols for a second?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't mind.
All of the original three idols were found. Usually there is a merge idol. Do we know if that's the case? We have literally seen no one look for an idol since Hunter officially got his.
Yeah.
Also, Gem's idol, MIA.
Yeah, I don't know. There's, because what, it's just, at this point, it's just Hunter and Tiffany that have one.
Like, we're not seeing anyone go look for anything.
No.
Which I'm okay with, because that goes back to old school Survivor, which I'm always going to be down for. But these players are in the new era. They should really be.
Well, yeah. You would not. They wouldn't assume that the idol's not there. You know.
Very, 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 very strange. So, if anyone has any illuminating insight on that, I would love to know. With Charlie having this new bit of information, he knows that the plan is kaput. Tiffany tells Maria that she is planning on using it. Now the game is flipped once again. So let's see what Ben's thinking. He knows with Tiffany wanting to use her idol, it's huge. The plan is shelved. He wants to get Q out, but he's not blood hungry to do so. They're thinking of targeting Hunter and then Tiffany next week. So Q's going to skate by, which is infuriating.
Once again.
As Ben is chatting with Maria and Charlie, Hunter is lurking in the background like he's Dwight Schrute. Ben is fine eliminating Hunter as it makes his chance of winning a challenge higher, which is funny. Mr. Rocker Boy, you ain't winning shit. You can't even beat Charlie in a song contest. Now, Scout, I know that you are a huge music lover.
Mm-hmm.
If Charlie challenged you to a song off, pick your artist.
I mean, I would pick Gaga, but she does not have a discography that's that big. So I would.
Well, she's got a lot of songs that never made it to mainstream or to albums.
I can. Yeah, I'll go with the unreleased tracks.
Ben is not ready for Jurassic Park sequel. No more trying to put Hunter the T-Rex back in his cage. He wants him out. Are you a fan of the Jurassic Park movies?
Love Jurassic Park. Love Jurassic
What about
Park.
Jurassic World?
I've only seen the like Jurassic World. I haven't seen the other Jurassic Worlds
The other
yet.
two are good. I enjoy them. I like them.
Hold on to
With
your
Kenzie.
butts.
With Kenzie, they are going through the options. He tells her he's worried about Tiffany playing the idol and they should focus on Hunter. Kenzie finds it boring, but she knows she can't blindside Tiffany if she's willing to play the idol. So Charlie will tell Venus about the audible, but warns her that they are not telling Q or Liz. Why is Liz a threat to expose a Hunter plan?
I don't know.
Is this going back to me not understanding Liz's placement in the game?
That's again, it's just like, is something happening that we're just not seeing?
Now Hunter's feeling nervous. He knows they lied to Tevin and fooled him. He thinks they are doing the same to him. So Hunter will ask Kenzie if they're switching, but she assures him they're good. So yeah, they're lying to your face, man. You're on to something.
Yeah.
Now Hunter will play in the sand to run the idol game. He knows the target is on his back, so he tells us that he is 100% playing his idol. He will tell Q that he has an idol and will be playing it. He wants to vote for Ben. They don't have a relationship, and it would be an unsuspecting victim. Now, what Hunter didn't realize is that on paper, telling Q he has an idol is normally fine with probably any player ever. But Q is not a normal player of Survivor. Q knows that Hunter is on a mission, and now that Q allegedly wants to stay in the game, he's going to cause another bout of chaos. Q wants to make a big move. Why did this man tell Q? Knowing Q revealed the location of Tiffany's idol, what was he thinking?
He was just panicking, I guess. I don't.
Q should have been persona non grata. There should never be a conversation with Q at all. He is not a necessary vote for anybody.
Yeah.
Hunter will talk to Liz and Venus and will tell them he has an idol. Venus is unimpressed, and Liz wishes he divulged it sooner. Hunter, my friend, please go read my article on Collider about why we do not tell people about idols when you know you are a target. You use it. The votes are negated. You are safe. You do not tell anybody you have an idol.
And odds are you might get to pick who goes home.
Correct.
Like,
please tell me why he thought this Hail Mary move of telling Venus and Liz would be the smartest thing for him in this moment.
He was just overthinking everything. Like, he literally had the correct solution at the very beginning. Like, he started off at the right answer. Just play your fucking idol. And somehow convinced himself that he needed this chaotic plan of, I don't freaking know.
Hunter wants them to do Ben, but neither of them are willing to do so. They both want to vote Q since he's a liability. With this new sudden scramble, Charlie is going to be warned by Q that no one's talking to him. Hunter now tells Kenzie he has an idol he plans on playing, which means the votes will fall on someone else. Venus tells Ben that the vote is Q as Hunter has an idol. Tiffany thinks Hunter is bluffing, but now knows if Hunter does use an idol, she has to officially burn hers as well. Kenzie knows that this is all bad news. Venus is ready to talk a tribal. With two idols in play, everyone is turning on everyone. It is spicy. It is time to get wild, child. But God damn it. Such bad gameplay.
Yeah.
Such bad gameplay.
I don't understand why everyone is in such a chaotic panic mode about this when there's much far
you
easier
should,
solutions.
Like, you can admit that the game of Survivor is different between every group of people who play because it all depends on a diamond and dynamic.
Yeah.
Hunter has seen what has happened with Tiffany's idol exposed to the group. Why would he put himself in the same position when he knows keep
so
it a secret
stupid.
And you're good?
I
just don't understand his mindset.
I don't know.
Let's get to it. We arrive at Tribal, where Soda and Tevin are looking like two teachers ready to whoop some ass. I miss the walk. Can we please go back to the runway walk where the jury gets to walk in looking fine?
Bring in the jury.
Literally, it's not taking time away. You have extra freaking time now.
I was gonna say, episodes are longer than ever.
Now, Jeff tells him that the last tribal was the most unique tribal in his entire career, and he thought Jesus. Hugh was going to leave. He tells them he did some thinking that it could have been better. He wasn't fully prepared, so he brought a cushion and some popcorn. What a fucking stunt. What are we doing here?
He's having fun. He's just enjoying himself.
Now, this man is going to bring out some popcorn, which is messed up. So Charlie says to pass it around, and guess what he does? And Liz will finally get to eat. She hasn't eaten in 72 hours. She can actually eat something on Survivor, and maybe now she will go poop.
Maybe.
Do we know why she has all of these allergies and why the show risked putting her out there with all of these allergies?
I'm assuming she just said that she could do it, and they were like, all right, we trust you.
Now, she may be a millionaire billionaire. Is it possible she bought her way onto the show?
Maybe. Maybe she bought the right theories. Friends.
Is this the nicest thing Jeff has done? Is he no longer Spicy Jeff?
In an episode called Spicy Jeff. Handing out popcorn.
Back to Tribal. Back to Tribal. Well, no, actually, wait. We're going to talk about the popcorn. Was it freshly popped popcorn in a microwave, or was it like smart pop or smart food?
I was gonna say that was like a bag of like salted smart pop popcorn that they opened and put in the one little tiny bowl they had.
Yeah. Charlie's gonna be asked about the previous tribal. He says that there were a lot of feelings and emotions behind the why of it. Tiffany says they executed the blind side of Tevin, but Q took it upon himself to sink her game and it backfired on him. She says they heatedly exchange words and they ain't talking. Q is smiling because he is over the situation and says that now Tiffany explained the story. It's not how it happened. Oh, okay. Well, tell us, Q. He says she sunk her own game when she got caught throwing out names. Tiffany retorts that he's been throwing out her name since 2 days ago because he is jealous of what she has going on, but in the interest of her own game, she gonna keep quiet. Q then tells her she is a liar and she only got upset that someone whispered in her ear that he told everyone she had an idol, and she claims that it's all bullcrap because Q is just upset that he wouldn't vote for Venus. He says that the vote was never Venus, and then she comes back that he has been pushing Venus in Hunter's name, and Venus corroborates it, and Liz will mouth that Q is nuts. Why do this in front of an open forum? What is the point?
Because he didn't get his chance to do it back at camp, I guess.
Hugh claims that he was at the beach alone most of the day and has not talked much at all. And Ben finds that nice. I bet they do. I would not want to talk with Q either.
Right there, like, you had your place.
Ben says that crazy will reveal crazy, and that's what had happened. He says it's one thing to mess up your game and work back from the bottom, but to make a comment saying, I'm going to give you a fresh start so you can play a real game, was a slap in the face. As if nobody has been working together, as if Q is the only person running the show. So he calls out Q doing the same thing he did at the tribal previously, which causes the whispers to begin. Chaos is underway. Ben is a very kind person, but he clearly has had it with Q.
Yeah.
If you have a complete personality shift because of an individual in the game, wouldn't you want to remove the thing that's affecting you?
You would think. You would certainly think.
Now Hunter says that he is confused. Last time crazy happened, but he had a necklace on. This time crazy is happening, he's not protected. Who does the crazy benefit? Well, the people who feel they are on the bottom, but he points out that sometimes crazy is a facade and they vote the same way. Okay, Hunter, you're on to something. what is going to change in your mind within the next couple seconds. But
Who
okay,
knows?
Maria's take is Q is not playing a sophisticated game of crazy. Q just says what he's thinking and feeling, and it rubs people the wrong way while benefiting others. Why is she defending this man?
I have no clue. I don't get it.
Is she trying to get a jury vote for him?
Maybe. Maybe it's some long game for a jury vote, but it's, you got to get to the jury.
It's just wild to me that, like, the most loyal person to the six has been Maria.
Right.
Ben says that they have players who are chaotic who will keep being chaotic because they'll keep doing their own thing. The Whispers are now tuning us into Tiffany telling Hunter and Kenzie that it's Q. Will that be accurate? Let's find out soon. Q is comfortable living in turbulence. He says whatever is going on around him doesn't matter to him. He is fine if they vote him out, if that is what is happening behind his back. Tiffany tells Jeff that even though he said that last time, they had other plans and they didn't want him to hijack their plans. She is fine with chaos because it will remain the chaos. Now, Kenzie says a lot of them are annoyed and frustrated and confirms to Jeff that, yeah, the Yanu 3 is over. Tiffany says it's 6 feet under. Time for the breakup bangs and weird haircuts. Scout, I know that you've had a lot of breakups in your life. What has been the craziest post-breakup haircut? Or hair color?
Probably the Walmart box bleach that I did in the middle of the woods. That was probably, it was a choice. It was a choice.
Did you destroy your root ends?
It was fine. It grew back. We're here now.
It grew back. It grew back. It grew back. So where are they? Charlie will answer Jeff's question with a question. Can he stomach more tribal councils like this? The game is happening incredibly fast. Things are being whispered. Everyone sees it. And Charlie thinks he's aged about 50 years. Hunter doesn't know if this tribal is live. He is terrified that the whispers didn't lead to a Q going home last time. But Hunter, it's live. You're just too dumb to realize it. And if you didn't realize it was live, you fucking play the idol.
Duh. Like,
it's time to vote. Jeff returns with the urn. No one will play an idol. By a vote of 4-4-1, we have a tie. So everyone's going to have to re-vote for Q or Hunter. But first, I do want to share how the first round of votes went. Hunter had votes from Ben, Charlie, Maria, and Tiffany. Q had votes from Kenzie, Liz, Venus, and Hunter, with Q voting for Ben. Now, we had heard Tiffany tell Hunter that she was going Q. Why did she not?
Again, maybe there's just things that are missing. I'm really not sure what's happening.
Because Q would have gone home if she went the way she said she was going.
Maybe she just realized.
Hunter would have gone home if Q just played a smart game too.
Yeah.
We get a revote. Hunter, Q cannot revote. By a vote of 6-1, Hunter is voted out. Everyone voted for Hunter with the exception of Liz Wilcox. Liz. All right, let's talk about it. Was this the best move? Who did it benefit? And was there a plan to split the votes? Or was this just all individuals coming together to just do their own damn thing?
I don't think that anybody knew what was actually going on. I think they were all just voting what they thought was like in their own best interest. I mean, I will say Hunter going out looked good for pretty much everyone on the left on the island. Like, he was a very physical threat. So, like, obviously Charlie and Q are probably going to be like, this is nice. A little bit more of an option for us to win some more physical challenges here.
Why keep Q now if he can actually win something? Because he's now going to knock someone out of the game who should not be knocked out.
Right.
Why would you
thing.
Keep this man around? Hunter could have been a number for you. He would have been loyal because he knows at the bottom. Hunt Q is not going to do anything for anybody.
I mean, maybe it's just the idea that, you know, they survived Q's craziness last week and then they were able to get, you know, they were like, well, we can just do it again, right? Who knows?
Going back to Tiffany, was Tiffany telling Hunter she was voting Q the reason why Hunter didn't play the idol?
Probably. He probably just had enough trust in what conversations he had. But dude, what the hell?
Future Survivor players, if your name is out there at the Scramble before you go to Tribal and you have an idol, just burn it. Especially knowing Hunter and being good at the game and knowing he's probably a Jeff Pett, they'll let you find the next idol again. Burn the idol. Just fucking burn it.
The only way to keep playing the game is to stay in it. So it doesn't matter how much gaming you do, if you don't play the idol and you get out, it's like, what was the fucking point?
It's kind of crazy that Hunter has been like the mountain man, the gamer slash the physical one. He doesn't look like an Aussie, but he sure is damn well playing like an Aussie.
Right.
I really just cannot believe that his ego got the best of him. All right, I got some burning questions to wrap this podcast. Are you ready?
Hit me.
What is Hunter's legacy?
I'm the big giant L-shaped block he's carrying in the intro.
Or he made a bed.
Could
you make a survivor bed?
I probably figure it out eventually once I was bored.
All right, so if he already made a survivor bed, what's your invention going to be?
I'm going to sit there trying to weave things strong enough to make my own hammock.
All right, I'm here for it. Who won the week? Who had the best episode?
Q?
No,
somehow
Tiffany.
Survived.
Tiffany had the best episode. She not only got the votes off of her, she didn't use her idol, and Hunter went
That's
home.
True.
Tiffany
That's true.
Fucking slayed.
That's true.
Except for the fact that now she's still got Q to deal with.
Watch them put both idols back in next week.
Who's in danger, girl?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to assume Q is always an option to go home from now until the end, but I don't know that it'll actually happen the way I want it to.
My biggest fear right now is Q's going to win immunity and Tiffany's gone.
Yeah. Very that.
You should have gotten rid of Q when he was willing to go. Just saying, people. Just saying. After 9 episodes, the winner of the season is...
I feel like, I don't know, I'm going to say Kenzie.
I really do think it's Kenzie at this point because she hasn't made a big move herself yet. She knows what to do. Obviously, there are a lot of factors that have now been preventing her to make the move. But she's getting a lot of airtime. She's getting a lot of positive edit. She is very much a strong contender to win because she's likable. If she does win, then I think if you are a salon owner, you got to go play Survivor because you're going to fucking win, especially in the new era.
Mm-hmm.
All about social game. Yeah, I think Kenzie has the best shot. I think for me, this episode confirmed Maria has no shot of winning. So in the Maria Charlie pair, I think Charlie has a better shot because he has a better resume now because he's just looking better. Yeah. And I feel like someone like Q and Hunter would vote for him over Maria. So I think he has a jury on his side. I don't think Ben can rock his way to a win. I don't think Liz can win. I think it
you
has
know
to
who's
be
got
Kenzie
it?
At this point.
You know who's got it in the bag? Venus.
Yeah, Venus. Oh my God. No, there's no way. Venus, she is one of the strangest players. I cannot even figure her out. You love her.
I love her because she's playing. I see myself in her. Being
fair,
stupid over grudges and
well, Scout, where can we find you on social media, Venmo, and any projects you want to plug? Oh, are we getting a second quarter performance?
No, the performances are done for the spring. Waiting on summer books.
Okay. Pride? Pride? We got a new Pride?
I probably not.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. Whatever.
There's, I
Fine.
don't know, there's better people to go see during Pride than me just wanting to do drag. I don't know.
Go check out the DMV drag.
Come on down. Ask me where not to go.
Listen, we're gonna keep it positive for the moment. But tell us the socials. Give us the socials.
I'm at Scout Center pretty much everywhere. Yeah. Come follow me.
Amazing. Well,
Let's chit chat, like my photos, you know, the
Scout, this was so fun. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, I always love being here.